From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. The Open Studios Tour Roanoke returns this Saturday and Sunday. Artists in six Roanoke neighborhoods will take part. Come check out artists' workspaces and ask questions about the media they use: painting, sculpture, collage, ceramics, and more. Many of the tour locations will have more than one artist on hand with some of their work for sale. Michelle Fisher is a mixed media artist taking part.
A lot of my art is based on childhood memories. It makes for really interesting conversations with the people that come by to share their stories, too. So that's what I love about it.
Opening this Thursday at Attic Productions in Fincastle and running through May 3rd, Never After Happily, where favorite fairy tale characters and maybe some newer ones retell their stories in fun and unique ways. Kelly Hobson is the director for Never After Happily.
I have a terrific cast. They're doing so much with these characters. They're bringing so much personality and depth to them, which is what the show really needs, because the characters are familiar, but you also feel like you're kind of reintroduced to them because they're kind of not really as you thought you knew them to be.
Get tickets now for The Tin Woman at Showtimers Community Theater, opening May 7th, a dramedy concerning a heart transplant and the recipient of that heart who finds herself drawn to the donor's family. Carolyn Watson is the director for Showtimers.
Obviously, there are going to be some very serious, dramatic themes to everything, and there are some very sad, heart-wrenching moments, but there is a lot of comedy in the in-between times.
The Dog Bowl outdoor music venue at Black Dog Salvage has introduced three more dates on Sundays from 11 to 4 on May 3rd, June 7th, and July 12th. The legendary brunch series will feature local favorites including the Jared Stout Band, Hoppy Vaughn, and Fat Laces. Proceeds go to local nonprofits. The Roanoke History Museum presents several of its Kegley Lecture Series events at Christ Lutheran Church in Roanoke, including one on April 28th focused on progress and architecture in the Star City during the mid-20th century, and then Sex, Liquor, and Lawlessness in Early Roanoke on May 12th. Tickets just went on sale for the musical Ain't Misbehavin', a tribute to Fats Waller at the Dumas Theater in Roanoke, July 12th through the 19th. It's the second production from Shine by JP. This weekend, the historic Garden Week Tour returns locally to Salem for the Broad in Bloom Tour of Homes and Gardens in Salem. The first time in a while, the Garden Week Tour has been in Salem, where five homes and gardens on North Broad Street will be open to the public. It's a fundraiser, says Whitney Leeson, co-chair for the Historic Garden Week.
It is for the restoration of historic public gardens. So when you think of the Founding Fathers, and that's the connection to Virginia 250 this year, of course, whether it's Colonial Williamsburg or Mount Vernon, Monticello, Montpelier, closer to us, of course, is Poplar Forest. But they also do smaller scale projects like Fincastle Presbyterian Church.
The Blue Ridge PBS Meet the Artist event at the studio on McNeil Drive welcomes its first quilter, Becky Key, from 4 to 6 p.m. this Thursday on McNeil Drive, and celebrate 10 years for the Roanoke power pop rock group My Radio at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.